Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I was going to let you sing Rudolph as long as you wanted.
Santa came to play.
Rudolph with your nose so bright. I'm not exactly sure what was just happening, but Jeff in the kitchen just now was wearing his sunglasses, talking to the two maintenance guys, negotiating something. I don't know what it was. He said 100 for 1500, 200 for 2500. What are you buying and or selling? Like cups?
It's like, nah.
Damn, Jeff. Kind of early, dude.
Nah.
So shady.
He always asks me for bets, and I tell him, I can't bet, but I know somebody who hit for, you know, they hit. I don't.
That dude's asking you for bets.
I tell him every time. I tell him every time.
Don't ask me.
Last night you hit. All right. A cool event that unfortunately during the Bruce Allen days became kind of a mockery. But the Commanders are hosting Harvest Feast. I can never get that right. Is it Harvest Feast or Harvest Fest? Okay.
The only fest I think it is.
They're hosting their annual Thanksgiving event at Northwest Stadium. They end up giving out 2,500 Thanksgiving meals. So, like, that's a real thing they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going to be interesting, Jaden Daniels is there, which is great. You certainly support the star quarterback taking the time to be at a charity event like that. That doesn't always happen. But Jaden is also expected to talk today. Mm-hmm. So, I know Heather McDonough and Chris Kerwin are out there, so hopefully we get that Jaden audio. If when he talks, you know, we get to hear what Jaden has to say about where he feels he's at. Mm-hmm. And let's do a quick role play. Not that kind of role play, Jeff. I'm an annoying reporter. You're the star quarterback, Brian. Hey, Jaden, how's the elbow feel? When do you think you'll be back?
Feels good. When the doctors tell me I can play, I'll play.
Hey, Jaden, do you want to play again?
How about I always want to be out there.
Bang. Sometimes we can predict how this is going to go, yeah. And I do think that's how it's going to go.
Yeah. And look, the thing about it is I think he's savvy enough. That's why they allow him to do stuff like that, and they let him get out there. Some guys aren't savvy enough, and there are a lot of media people. You know, let's just be honest. They're asses. They're going to try to come up and trip you up. They're going to try to say all kind of weird stuff, but I don't think he's going to fall for that. Jaden will give you that little nice smile and walk on off.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the thing about it. He always give you the smile. So I like the fact that they're allowing it. And then again, I think he does stuff like this back home where he's from. So I think you're here.
I think he does a lot of Southern California.
Why not get involved with the community that you're at? And I think that's also something to express why he wants to do stuff like this.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I think that's just the person he is.
Well, and it's worth pointing out he's not the only player there. I see Colson Yankoff, Jalen Lane. I guess Nikki and Standing are there. They posted some photos. Let's see who all's here.
Like I'd be honest with you. Like I used to go. I've done a few of them, and
looks like Luke McCaffrey's
when the
there.
Questions get too heavy about football, I would always bring them back to why the hell I was there.
Sure.
I'm not here to answer your football questions today. This is Tuesday anyway. I'm here to handle these turkeys and make somebody's day.
Right.
That's what I'm here for. Like, you could ask me a one or two, but if you keep going, I am not your personal podcast.
Right.
You know, I will say it in a heartbeat.
What was it like as a player when you got, because there's a charity thing every, so everybody understands in a standard NFL week where the game's on Sunday, there's charity stuff every Tuesday.
Yeah.
And none of it's obligated. I think people would be very surprised to know those guys don't get paid for any of that, but those guys generally do a few a season, maybe one a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to hospitals, going to police stations, whatever it is. What was it like for you as a player? Like, how often did the asks come?
Well,
how did you decide how to juggle your time?
Once I got involved here and I saw things that I wanted to do, I got involved with this. So for me, this is how my week would go. Play the game on Sunday. On Monday, if we lost or we had to go in there and get like treatment or something, I go get treatment. And then I did a Monday Night Football show. On Tuesday,
Doing that here or just once you got to Philly?
I did that here.
Oh, wow.
I started doing it here. So on Tuesday, I used that day to do charitable stuff, okay? Or just relax. If I didn't have nothing going on, I relaxed. But normally I had something going on. Wednesday, Thursday, I practiced. I mean, that was our long days. I didn't do anything after that. Still, we started doing Dashiki Thursdays, and I would go over there.
What is Dashiki Thursday?
Well, you know, we had, like, playing some Blu-ray and some CeeLo. And,
whose house?
Depending, whoever. People get their hair cut and all kind of stuff, some drinks, the boys hanging out. But I normally went every blue moon. Friday, we got off early, so that's the night I would really go out because I know I got Saturday to recuperate. And then we go on the road or we go to the hotel, and I run it back the next week.
Pretty standard, man.
Yeah.
And I think fans have this like incredibly misguided notion that guys don't go out or go out to dinner or like have a life.
But it's just you just happen to have a job that's in the public eye. The person that goes and he's a judge or he's a doctor or he's a lawyer or you know, police officer,
plumber or whatever.
Don't you go out with your friends? Don't you go out to dinner? It's no difference. It's just that I remember I would go to the movies and people be like, man, that's not Brian Mitchell. He wouldn't be here. I said, dude, it's not a movie for athletes. You know, yes, it's me. I'm here because I wanted to come see a movie.
It's funny. Jaden actually said that, you know, one of the things he likes to do is go to the movies, but he doesn't like when it's like everybody goes nuts because he's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's tough for Jaden because he's so recognizable.
Try Tuesday around 11, 12 o'clock.
Right.
Ain't nobody there.
Right.
I've had movie theaters to my damn self.
So but
it's cool.
The majority of football players can walk around pretty unrecognized.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you live in Ashburn and you see a 6'6", 290 dude walking around, you can probably put together that he's on the team.
He probably plays for them, yeah.
But, like, a lot of football players are 5'11", mm-hmm, or maybe 6'1". You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, basketball players, if you're in the NBA, even the short dudes are 6'7".
Yeah.
And they just stand out everywhere they go. But football players can kind of go out in public and hang out and not really get noticed.
Until you get noticed. Until you...
Unless you're a star.
Once you make a name for yourself, then you're done.
Right.
Because, like, I'll be honest, the TV thing didn't help. When I was playing ball and I started doing a little TV thing on Channel 9, and it didn't help.
Sure.
It made it, like... People would recognize you off of the TV more than they do the football.
Well, and that giant head of yours, people would recognize. We're on TV now,
man,
dude. You can't just give me the finger.
I'm rubbing my eye, man. I'm just talking about rubbing my eye.
that made me laugh. Also, I got an update. We were talking about Caps players in the Olympics. Per Huey, I think Lars Eller likely to play for Denmark.
All right.
Shout out to the Danes. Seems like Tom Wilson or Logan Thompson could be on Team Canada.
Both of them should be.
I agree. I wouldn't have known this, but Martin Ferravari likely to play for Slovakia. So got that going.
Joy said FCC on line one for me. I didn't say anything. FCC deal with people what you say. They don't deal with what you do.
I'm not so sure that's accurate.
I think that's how it works.
I know somebody at the FCC. I'll make a call. We're good.
Hey, look.
You got to cut it out, dude.
What? You're number one.
I am definitely number one in your eyes. looking at, so last night was an interesting subplot for the NFC playoffs, because if Carolina could have won, they would have been tied with the Niners at 7-5. Mm-hmm. Instead, the Niners win gets them to 8-4. Do you, as it stands today, the Lions are out of the playoffs. They beat the 8 seed. Mm-hmm. Who do you think gets in? Of the NFC North, the Bears right now are winning the division at 8-3. Then you've got the Packers at 7-3-1, the Lions at 7-4. My gut tells me two of those teams get in, one wins the division, and one gets in as a wild card. Who do you have of those three?
The higher it is right now.
Bears and Pack in, Bears Lions Pack. Out.
Yep. Now, do the Lions happen to play anybody from the South? NFC?
I can pull up their schedule.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I know the Lions have the Cowboys in 2 weeks. I think the Lions, because they won the division last year, have by far the hardest schedule. The Bears came in last in the division last year. The Lions' remaining schedule, Green Bay on Thursday on Thanksgiving, then Dallas, then the Rams in L.A., then the Steelers. They close the year at Minnesota, at Chicago.
Well, hell, the Lions still have a chance. If they are going, if they run behind Gibbs, I'm going to go with the Lions.
I mean, Thursday's game at home against Green Bay is pretty massive.
Hell yeah. And if Jahmyr Gibbs touches the ball the proper amount of times, they will beat them.
You got to just feed that dude, man.
Bro, you saw they came out last night with McCaffrey, right?
Yeah.
First five plays, five touches.
McCaffrey could go. He looks healthy and good.
Gibbs might be more or less fine than he is.
Oh, definitely. So at this point.
Listen, that's the problem with this damn league. That dude can kill you running the football, Jahmyr Gibbs. But they want to throw the damn ball. He had, what'd you say, 15 touches?
For 200-something yards.
Give him the damn football and let him do what he has to do.
So the Packers' remaining games at Detroit, Chicago at home, at Denver, at Chicago, Ravens, at Vikings. That might be a little easier than what Detroit has left.
Talking about the Pack?
Yeah. And then,
well, see, the Packers, which Packers team will show up?
That's a great question.
You know, they're up and down a bunch, right?
Now, how about this for the Bears? The Bears are Black Friday, so this Friday, at Philly. Then they're at Green Bay. Then they get Cleveland and Green Bay at home. They close out with at Niners, home against the Lions.
All right. See, that Lions can wreck some shop down the
stretch. Totally. I mean, I think especially in these divisions that are really tight, knowing there's going to be backloaded division games kind of opens everything up. Mm-hmm. I would say, though, looking at the Bears' remaining schedule, you've got 6 games left. 5 of them look to be against playoff teams. I would not sleep on that Cleveland game because it's sandwiched in between at Green Bay and then Green Bay at home. Yeah. And the way the Browns play defense, all anybody wants to talk about is the quarterback situation in Cleveland. All I want to talk about is Myles Garrett. The way the Browns' defensive line gets after you, dude, I would not look past that joint if I was Chicago. That NFC North is going to be really interesting to watch. I think a lot of focus will be on the NFC West just because the Rams are kind of running away with that thing. But the Seahawks are right behind them, and the Niners are still right there. So nothing, things are far from written. Honestly, the only division that seems pretty damn locked up is the NFC East.
Yeah.
I don't – maybe Dallas, because now they have a heads-up win over Philly, and Philly just seems so up and down. But I find it hard to believe the Eagles don't end up winning the East. Everything else is pretty darn wide open. Mm-hmm. At 11 o'clock, we're going to talk some free agency, kind of taking a look at Washington's roster, who is slated to be a free agent. At noon, Sam Cosmi will join the program. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.